Hey everyone, it's Metal, and what I thought I would do for my subreddit, and is not to spam GWA backstage with a bunch of shit they don't care about. I thought I would put together just a little like podcasty thing, and I'll of course come up with a really clever name for it, like Metalcast or something like that. So this is my first one. What I'll try and do. I'll try and keep these short, 10, 15 minutes, maybe sometimes less. Just with whatever's on my mind. So these may be, I'm not really gonna delve into the erotic. You're not gonna hear me jerking off. I will delve into the erotic, as far as, speaking about sexuality. But, again, no baby oil sounds. But what you will get is some sparkling water sounds, as always. I would hope that after my GWA arc is completed, I would be remembered for sparkling water sounds, baby oil sounds, and just trying to be nice. So this one, I just wanted to kind of title it something kind of simple, but this is kind of like my whys for doing GWA and kind of what I don't like about GWA. So, well, first off, and in saying that, like what things I don't like about GWA, it's not that I'm ever going, well, not ever, but not that I'm going to stop posting. I enjoy posting. I enjoy the content that I put out. Even though sometimes I know I probably shit post a little too much and probably ruin listenership because I put too much crap out there sometimes, and I really have to work on that. But no, I'm not going to stop. And maybe this is a feedback item if you listen to this. I was going to roll my content like back maybe to a twice a week release, as I think people can digest it, they can listen to it. They're not seeing the same crap come up in their feed every time, like, oh my God, this dude, he's jerking off into his recording equipment again. I need to go listen to it. Not that I think any of you would have that within your internal monologue, but you never know. One quick thing, pardon my voice. It's a Thursday. I really haven't felt well today, and I've spent most of the day in bed, so this is kind of my way of getting up and doing something. So it's therapeutic. It's therapeutic for me. So why am I doing it? Why am I a content producer slash performer slash masturbator slash whatever you'd like to call me on GWA? And I'm gonna try to frame this stuff without getting too personal. And that kind of sucks too, right? Like I don't get to talk about all of the reasons why I really do this, even though maybe some of you could be interesting or helpful. And maybe I'll try and release that in dribs and drabs throughout these things, and then you can build up a great psychological profile and then stalk me and come see my mundane life for the most part, I guess. So, why do I do it? I've always been a very sexually confident person. That's never been a part of my life where I felt like I was lacking. I've always, or not always, everyone's got a learning curve, but I got pretty good with it. Pretty good at it. And then some things happened in my life recently, maybe over the last like 2 or so years, that have really kind of, they've kind of really shaken my self-esteem and my feelings of desirability a little bit, and that kind of sucks. I'm not like a for those of you who've seen Safe for Work photos of me, and I, again, I keep anything I share safe for work. You know, you'll see I'm not like some like ripped dude. I'm kind of like dad bod plus. I've got it, you know, I've got a nice like core of metabolically active tissue, but a little padding, a little padding around the edges. But you know, hey, that never hindered me. Always, you know, I never had a problem getting laid. Aside from when, you know, I dealt with bouts of things like depression, which I do struggle with. And I don't want to turn this into like a mental health advocacy audio. I'm going to do one of those. But, you know, that's something I have struggled with in my life, as well as a few other things that, you know, maybe are a little bit of an overshare at the moment. But, you know, regardless, I was a very sexually confident person, even though I'm not the best looking dude in the world. I always, you know, I never had any problems. But some things have happened over the last couple of years. I started a new job, which is really, really stressful. Aside from maybe some of the backstage stuff that I've talked about, like my little, like my silly little QA fills that I do, which are a lot of fun. And I really do enjoy, I enjoy doing that. And I've made a lot of really cool friends and participating, in that. And I've always promised her, and I never knew the medium to give a shout out. Because I don't want to stop spamming stuff to backstage again. I don't know if anyone wants to hear that. If you do want to hear it, listen to it here. Tell me to post it backstage if it's captivating. But I would like to say, my good pal, Reader 7, when like everyone I think as a performer goes through a little bit of a confidence crisis, right? When you start out, like you're like, oh shit, nobody's listening. I have no karma. I'm not getting comments. Maybe I'm getting listens, but I'm not getting any feedback. I was about ready to yank the whole damn thing after my first 10 audios. And then Reader sent me a nice message. And I told her, I was like, oh God, you know, I'm thinking about pulling it down. What should I do? And she said, get involved in the community and keep posting. And you have Reader 7 to thank for the now majority of your heavy metal lovers' content. So, just wanted to put that shout out there. And as you can see, I actually have notes sitting in front of me. I'm absolutely terrible at following them. It goes for, not to say that I'm not productive in meetings, but it goes for meetings too. I'll often deviate. Anywho, so I had some self-confidence issues, some desirability issues. I didn't, you know, I've gone through a couple years, you know, this job. It's incredibly demanding and stressful, especially for someone like me who, you know, aside from depression, like anxiety, both genetic and kind of induced by other things that I'm not going to talk about today. I'm very, very good at my job. I've been a very successful person. Now that being said, you know, I come from like a very blue, I come from a blue collar family. So like, I'm this odd mix of like Midwestern white trash and a professional and a scholar, as I would fashion myself to be sometimes. maybe when we get into the book review portion of the Metalcast, we'll get into that, and you can draw your own assumptions. So I moved to my new city, previously, just like 7 months previous to moving for this job, which was an opportunity I couldn't pass up. I bought a home. It was kind of like my dream house in my dream neighborhood in my old city. You know, it was really, really cool. It was fantastic. And, you know, things kind of, you know, things conspired and I ended up moving. And you know, that was a really stressful thing. Like, it's a lot of work buying and selling a house. And it's a shit ton of work buying and selling a house in like the span of 7 months. So, yeah, there was a lot of that. Like, that stress, I think, started to wear me down. And the job stress, again, with like my anxiety, my like hyper vigilance and like mind that runs a million miles an hour. It makes me good at what I do, but it really, really wears me down. It really, really wears me down. So, you know, maybe like I wasn't doing things like exercising, and I wasn't like, you know, I wasn't taking care of myself as I should have been. I also kind of had to realize, and I think a lot of us have to realize this, especially, you know, in the US where, everything is make more money, make more money, make more money, you know, buy more shit, buy more shit, buy more shit. You know, sometimes you have to realize, like, based on the person you are, like, you know, I've had my career arc, and now I realize, like, and for, I'm in my early 30s, early, mid, oh, shit, I guess I'm in my mid-30s now, my early, mid-30s. I had, you know, I had 10, 11 years of just career rocket fuel, and I think I just kind of hit like the limit of what physically and like mentally I could handle, and that really, really wore me down. And I'd worked on some really intense projects at work, and you know, one of which I'm just finishing up was like a two-year project, incredibly stressful, and it really just wore me down. It hurt my, I would say physically, it really harmed me physically, or allowed it to harm me physically, I should say. And then it kind of knocked me down a few pegs. Oh, and I guess if you can hear the dog in the background, that's fine. This isn't a ramble fap. You can hear my dog. So yeah, that did it. Along with some other things in my life, you know, that I just didn't feel as confident or as desirable as I used to be. And when I'd gotten to those places in my life, and how I've coped with a lot of that previous to GWA was, and I'm trying not to get too personal into into my damage and ruin my audio for everyone, because I will say I do. Like, when I'm recording that stuff, I love it, and I really want you to love it. Like, I'm having a great time when I'm doing that stuff. But, you know, when I'd gotten in those positions previously in life, I really kind of had an unhealthy relationship with sex. I use sex like people would. How would I say this? I'd use sex like an alcoholic would like crack open a beer at, like after work. I engaged in what I would say would be incredibly hyper sexual behavior for a number of years. And I understand, like, sex addiction, as described by the DSM-5. It's not described by the DSM-5. I get it. It's not a real disorder. It's a compulsion. It's a compulsive behavior, just like gambling or alcoholism, or hey, like me, I tend to medicate with food sometimes. So for a hypersexual person who tends to get a little soft around the middle, that can definitely throw your swagger off a little bit. But for me, GWA has been a way that I can express myself and feel desirable again, as for a while I just hadn't. So, you know, when I, you know, a lot of people, and they're better people than I am, a lot of people are like, record for you. And I'm not ridiculing those people, because everybody has legitimately a different reason for recording. But there's some people who, when I, you know, I'll talk about, like, I'll talk about listenership status, you know, traffic analysis, you know, times of the day when I release stuff. I mean, I kind of get it. It's kind of become, it's a twofold hobby, right? There's the sex part. And then there's the whole, like, content listener engagement strategy execution part that I really do enjoy. And that's one of the reasons why I created my subreddit, because, you know, I, as I mentioned, I'm a professional in real life. I work in a senior management position. So I really like having well-organized, succinct, succinctly presented content. And I thought, hey, you know, the profile feature is just not, it's not cutting it for me anymore. I like tables, sheets, and I like it to be easy for you guys to find my content as well. My goal is to always, like, keep it two clicks deep. I'll try from, like, my little heavy metal hub thing to make sure that you can get to my content pretty easily. But, you know, this part of the project, you know, is a lot of fun for me. I work on a lot of stuff in my everyday life that I just hate doing. Like, I'm very good at my job. I'm very successful at it, but I just don't like it for the most part. And any noises you may hear now are one of my cats jumping up on my recording area. But no, that piece is really fun. And, like, it might come across like, okay, because some folks have mentioned this to me. Like, if you see my content, you see my tags. I have fun with my tags. I have fun with them. Like, and I'll, you know, I started using, like, emoji in the titles to my audios. Not really because, like, sorry, my cats. Any cat finger licking sounds? Those might come through. I'm just, like, trying to have some fun with it. And also, as far as, like, user engagement, okay, how many audios are there out there? It's shit tons. There's tons of it. I mean, you can just, it's a commodity. There are people jerking off into their phones all day long, or, you know, doing improv stuff or whatever, a lot of great stuff. And then it's thrown onto GWA, you bag it, you tag it, and you move on, and you hope that people listen. But I mean, I was thinking, like, why the hell would anyone listen to my audio or pick out an audio that I had created over anyone else? So, you know what? I keep my I use iOS primarily for browsing Reddit, and I use night mode, and an emoji pops off the screen. And it'll at least get you. And so my goal is not to it's not to be gimmicky with that stuff, but to show, like, hey, I'm having some fun with it. Like, I'm having a little bit of fun. Maybe it got you to stop and look at an audio. If you don't like the tags or whatever, don't listen. That's cool. It's like, oh, it's not for me. This asshole is just being gimmicky. whatever, and completely okay. I am in no way viewing myself as competition for other male posters. I think we need all the good male posters and content providers we can. And I would hope that that comes through, like, whenever I get a chance, I'll, you know, especially, you know, if it's a really popular poster, you know, if I ever get a chance to throw them some props, like backstage in a comment or something, if they've done a request fill, or excuse me, a questionnaire fill. A request fill might be kind of weird backstage, but I guess it could happen. I would like you to name off all Central Asian capitals, your heavy metal lover, and your time starts in 3, 2, 1. No, so I'll always, you know, I'll always try to throw the props to male performers, especially the guys who are, you know, who are really well established and popular, because they get people coming back. I probably wouldn't have any listeners if it weren't for those folks who have been around doing this for a long time. So I'll throw them props. Like, I try to throw, like script writers. I try to throw script writers some props as well. I did. Like, I did. I think a script writer's a dedication, like, ramble fap to the female script writers. And I kind of felt bad because I was being exclusionary to male script writers. But I don't know. Guys, if you want to hear me, if you would like a ramble fap, and you'd like me to maybe just talk about baseball or something like that, race cars, motorcycles, I don't know what dudes talk about. Okay, I guess I can do that. But, you know, I'll always try, for a male script writer, I'll always try to, you know, to throw him a comment prop or something like that. Because and this is getting a little long, and I know I'm going to have to edit some shit out of it. But these are rambles, and I kind of view it as, like, if it's 20, 30 minutes, just fall asleep to it. That's, if you like my voice, just fall asleep to it. And I apologize for, like, opening up my sparkling water or whatever, if those sounds wake you up. But I actually do, and that's, I think I mentioned it a few times, that's how I got into GWA. I was looking for some ASMR that wasn't on YouTube. Because, one, it chews up the battery on your phone, and when your screen locks, the video stops playing. There's a lot of great YouTubers who are ASMR artists, yeah, that's what you say, or just people whose voices I find relaxing, that I'll listen to and fall asleep. So, this one, my your heavy metal lover wasn't feeling too good about himself. So, you know, sex was one thing that I knew. It's one thing where I came on and I gave some listens, and I was like, okay, I can do this. And I never read a script. I was just like, I'm just going to talk about sex. I'm just going to do that. And talk about sex that I've had, talk about sex that I'd like to have, you know, go through the archives, see if I can pull anything out that's fun. So I'm going to cut it right here. Thank you as always for listening. If you would like to comment, provide some insight, or start a little dialogue, I'm most happy to do that. These are fun for me. And today, it was literally just like, it's where I am. It's like 6 o'clock at night. I felt really bad today. I took the day off work. So thank you for being the excuse to get out of bed, not even in the morning, to get out of bed in the evening. So thank you, everyone. Thanks if you did listen, or if you listen in the future, long after I'm gone. It was nice getting to meet you. Bye-bye.